Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, Rob. How are you this morning?
Good. I understand your day's already started. You were walking the red carpet earlier this morning?
Yes, we are celebrating people using alternate forms of transportation. And on my walk to work this morning, I happened to come across the red carpet. And it's something that Town of Banff is doing. We celebrate people online and in the newspaper who are walking or taking Rome or riding their bikes to work.
Where is that red carpet rolled out?
It moved around. So today it's right in front of the theaters on Bear Street, which is why I happened to come upon it, but they move it all around on different days.
Speaking about alternate forms of transportation, I want to talk a little bit about a trial that could be going in by the end of the month here, a two-way greenway along Banff Avenue. What's this all about?
The town is piloting a temporary greenway, which is basically a cycle path, and it'll be along the northbound lane of Banff Avenue from the 300 block to the Legacy Trail. The trial will run for about 2 months. We hope to get it started before Labor Day, and it'll run till early November, and the intention is to test various visitors' levels, see who's using it and when, and also weather conditions. And I will mention that a greenway on Banff Avenue was ranked in the top two priorities by respondents in the Trails Master Plan survey. That being said, we have stepped back from the concept of a greenway on Muskrat Street because we did also hear from residents there that they didn't want to see that trialed on Muskrat. So we're going to stick with the Banff Avenue trial at this time.
A greenway on Banff Avenue or a cycle trail, will that impact traffic at all?
Well, Banff Avenue merges into one lane already just past Marmot. And our modeling shows, we use very high-tech modeling, that there shouldn't be a significant impact to traffic congestion. There will be a temporary loss of some parking, but to use one northbound lane was much less expensive than our other option, which had to do with moving retaining walls and a gas line, etc. So as far as the trial goes, this is the best option, so we can see how it works.
Once again, on the alternate forms of transportation thing, I understand that a few four-wheeled vehicles are now being allowed in the Bear Street Vulnerf area.
Skateboarders have not previously been allowed on the 200 block of Bear Street, but with the trial of the Wunerf, which is designed to be a pedestrian and bike-first concept and vehicles secondary, and so because skateboarding is such a well-used form of transportation for our residents, council made the decision that during the trial periods of the Wunerf that we would allow skateboarders as well on the 200 block of Bear Street.
Let's move on to a couple of other council decisions from this week. Let's talk about the farmer's market, which is something that was previously before council and was back before council this past Monday.
Yeah, council reconsidered this with respect to a farmer's market at the train station, and we did approve a temporary development permit to allow for a farmer's market at the Heritage Railway Station. There were several amendments made, first and foremost that it is, again, a trial. You know, council does really appreciate trials in our community. I know we've used the word trial a lot, but we really do learn a lot from them, and it helps us make much better and informed decisions moving forward. We also ask that the vendors require a Town of Banff business license and that the additional farmers market will be permitted one day a week on the weekend. And we've given permission for this trial to occur from August 22nd to October 25th. The thinking on that is the market will be able to experience what will probably be quite busy days in Banff and probably some days that aren't so busy. Another amendment was that all vendors and products must be 100% Make Baker Grow and that they must come from within a 500-kilometer radius of Banff.
Council also made a decision to give Joe Bembridge and Banff Pride a little assist on the October 3rd and 4th weekend there.
Joe came to council representing Banff Pride and asked us about temporarily painting one of the crossings at Caribou and Banff Avenue intersection in the rainbow colors during Pride weekend, and in Banff that's going to be October 3rd and 4th. This concept is actually happening in many municipalities across Canada. Council thought it was a creative way to celebrate diversity in Banff, and the Town of Banff has agreed that they will donate the labor, but it will be Banff Pride that will provide the materials, which I will add is a temporal, environmentally appropriate paint.
Busy morning for you here. I understand you'll be hanging out at Central Park a little later on this morning as well.
Probably the highlight of my day. The kids are going to be playing in the park. In fact, I might just stay and play out. Yeah, we've created a natural playground in Central Park, and it is completed, and we're going to cut a ribbon this morning with some of our local small residents.
All right, so that'll be at 9:30 this morning. All kids are invited to that. Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for joining me on the show and giving us an update today.
Thanks so much, Rob. Take care.